shout to Jesus tonight. What a night here in Monzi. Please be seated. Can you feel the presence of God? You are going to experience great things tonight. Please be seated. No moving around, no talking. We are about to receive the servant of God. Before he comes, let's welcome Ida to bless us with a song.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Are you ready to receive what God has for us tonight? Do you know God is about to touch your life? God has sent a man to the city of Monzi. A man specially anointed to preach the word of God. And signs and wonders follow. Tonight, God saw it fit that this city should experience his power. And all of us together, as we rise to our feet and receive the servant of God, Evangelist Dagwood Mills tonight.
Hallelujah.
I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle.
Lift up your hands. Heavenly Father, thank you for the city of Monze. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your glory. We receive the Holy Spirit. Lead the way. Save and heal and deliver many people tonight by your great mercies that you are showing to this city today. We bind demonic activities, works of darkness. We arrest the powers of wicked spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for sending angels, superior angels. Thank you, many will be set free tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Inga twakara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
First of all, I want to thank the pastors and the fathers of this wonderful city of Monze. Thank you for welcoming us to your city. If you have not opened your arms to receive us, we could not have come here. I pray that your ministry will grow from strength to strength after this campaign. God bless you. Amen. Tonight is your night. Tonight, you must expect God to do something wonderful in your life. And tonight I'm preaching about Jesus Christ, the man of compassion. Compassion means pity. Jesus can see your situation and Jesus has compassion and pity for you. In Matthew chapter 15, the Bible says, Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Tonight, whatever sickness you came here with, you are going to be set free in Jesus' name. The Bible says they came with the sick people and they threw them in front of Jesus. And he healed them. In so much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude. I have compassion on the multitude. These are the words of Jesus Christ. I have compassion on the multitude. In other words, I pity the multitude. I have feelings for the multitude. And he said, because they continue with me for 3 days and they don't have anything to eat. I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. So today, God is not going to send you away from here fasting. You'll never be hungry when you come to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, we have to know that Jesus Christ, you know, was the greatest man of compassion that ever walked upon the earth. And Luke chapter 7, the Bible says, Jesus came and went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. Everybody say, Jesus is a man of compassion. He has pity on your situation. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. He touched their coffin. And when they touched the coffin, the people stopped walking because they were not used to people coming. When you are walking and holding the coffin, you come and you hold it. They have not seen somebody do that before. Hey! Brother, you better be fast, you know.
And
then Jesus spoke to the dead body. And he said, young man, I, Jesus Christ, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus delivered him to his mother. He took the boy from the coffin and went to the mother because the mother was a bit far from where the coffin was. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, a great prophet is risen up among us, that God has visited his people. So Jesus Christ had compassion on this woman because her son, her only son, was dead, and her husband too had died earlier.
Jesus wagabaluse kumuka intoyukambo wagari muga muhu akumubuhira mwana iwaga hwite.
There is nobody like Jesus Christ who can do the things that he did. And in Matthew 14, Bible says, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Tonight, Jesus Christ is passing through the city of Monzi. Whatever your situation, he has compassion over you. Now, the first story I read, the people were hungry and they had no food. And Jesus felt compassion for the people not having food. Tonight, whatever financial problem you have, or bread, food, or difficulty you have, I want you to know that Jesus Christ is looking at you with compassion and he is ready to touch your life and change your situation. Then, in the second, you see that Jesus saw the multitude and he was moved with compassion because of the sicknesses of the people. Now, he himself was not sick and has never been on admission at any hospital before. Can you imagine Jesus in the hospital?
No.
Jesus Christ was never admitted to any hospital for operation. But even though he himself had not been sick, there is no sickness that he doesn't feel compassion for. In this world, it is people who suffer certain diseases who feel compassion for fellows who have that disease. So if somebody's leg is cut off, then such a person will help or make things for people whose legs have been cut off, usually. Or if somebody is blind or he cannot hear, then usually they are the same people who will feel sorry for all others who have such problems. And they will do things, make a hospital or something to help such
people.
But Jesus, he has not experienced this sickness, but he feels for your situation. When he saw blind people, he opened their eyes. He was moved with a feeling. Tonight, Jesus has a certain feeling for you. Listen, many people brought their children to Jesus. Even though he himself had no child. But they could feel the grace of God and the love of God that was coming through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." Tonight, whether you are blind, whether you cannot hear, whether you are on admission at the hospital, whatever curse is following you, God is healing you by the compassion of Jesus Christ. Now, as for doctors, You know, I myself, I'm a doctor. Yeah, I'm a medical doctor. I went to university for 7 years, medical school. There are many diseases we as doctors can cure, except one disease. Do you know the name of that disease? Death. Death.
Luhu.
When a doctor sees that you are dead, they leave. You know, one day I was in the hospital. There was a woman who was dying. We were trying to make her not die. Me, my boss, another doctor, we were trying. But the woman died. And my boss, the doctor, the senior doctor, as soon as he saw they were dead, they just went up and everybody went. It is the number one problem they are afraid of, doctors. As soon as you die, their work is finished. But not so with Jesus. I said, not so with Jesus. Not so with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he saw the woman of the city of Nain, whose child was dead, that is rather when his feeling of compassion came more. Yes. And he was moved. You know, one day I was in Israel. And I was driving from Jerusalem to Galilee. And I saw a signboard. And it was a sign saying, Nain, city of Nain. This same town. It's a real town there today. I was so happy when I saw it. That is where Jesus saw that even in death, his power is real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I don't know how to raise the dead, but Jesus knows how to raise the dead. And tonight, whatever is dead in your life will come alive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus had a feeling. And tonight, he has a strong feeling for you to solve every problem. I prophesy as a prophet sent to you. Whatever makes people say sorry to you, from tonight it is canceled in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days. Every stinking Lazarus in your life is coming alive tonight. Jesus is different from anybody who has ever lived on this earth. And tonight, you can only expect the greatest miracles from Jesus. But there is one thing that Jesus feels sorry for more than anything else. And that is the possibility that maybe you will go to hell.
Yes.
Because if you go to hell, hey, no, you see, as a pastor, one of my duties is to preach to prisoners. Prison. I've been to so many prisons. If you haven't been to a prison before, you will not understand hell. When you go to prison, you see the prisoners there. You see that none of the prisoners is praying for a job. None of the prisoners is praying for money. No. No prisoner is praying for a car. Hey. They are only praying for one thing. What are they praying for in the prison? To come out. Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom.
Hey. Now, God, the Bible says, God loved the world so much. So much feeling. That he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the reason that God so loved the world that he sent his son. Today, many pastors have been preaching another reason why God sent Jesus Christ. They will be saying, God has sent Jesus to give you money. Hey! God has sent Jesus to give you cars. God has sent Jesus to give you house. Look, go and read your Bible. God so loved the world. He's giving his son Jesus Christ so that you and you and you and you and you and you, you you over there, you will not go to hell. Hey! You are too nice to go to hell. People in hell are suffering. One day, there was a pastor from Assemblies of God. He went to preach in somebody's church. And he finished preaching on Sunday. Sunday evening, he finished preaching and he went back to the hotel. Suddenly, he was in the room and Jesus appeared in the hotel room. You see, Jesus listens to us when we are preaching. I don't know what this pastor was preaching that made Jesus come to his room like that in the night. So Jesus told him, it is he himself told the story. Jesus told him, follow me. Follow me, follow me. And he took him down into hell. He was shocked. When he got to hell, he saw people screaming, wailing, and gnashing their teeth. Gnashing of teeth means if you go and do exam and there were questions at the front of the paper and questions at the back, but you didn't turn the back to see the questions at the back, and you come out and you say, why didn't I turn the paper? Ajay, why didn't I see? Why didn't I look at the back? That is the meaning of nursing.
Hey!
And the people were screaming, wailing, and suffering. And Jesus turned to the pastor. I wanted you to see. So he took him. Come. They were going in hell. Suddenly,
ponya.
They came to a young man. When he saw him, he could not believe his eyes. Do you know who he was? When he was in university, that boy was his roommate. They used to sleep in the same room. So when he saw him, he said, hey, when did you come here? Do you know what the boy told him? It was now a man. You know what the man told him? The man told him, I died on Friday. It was Sunday. That day was Sunday. The man told him, I died on Friday in an accident in a car. And I came here on Friday. I've been here since Friday. Today is Sunday. Jesus looked at him. I want you to see. And he took him back to his hotel room. And the pastor was shaking. So it was late, around 11 in the night.
23.
He wanted to call his mother. But it was late. So Monday. Early in the morning, he called his mother. He said, Mama, how are you? Before he could continue, his mother told him, do you remember your roommate? I used to visit you and your roommate in school. Have you heard the news that on Friday there was an accident and he died? The pastor was shaking because he has seen the man in hell on Sunday night. He didn't even know that he was dead. Listen to me, my friends. Jesus loves you so much that he would not want you to suffer in hell. Are you listening to me? Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Jesus said, there was a certain rich man clothed in purple, eating, faring sumptuously every day. And there was a poor man called Lazarus. And
Lazarus
was full of sores. Lazarus had sores all over his legs. And the dogs came in the morning to lick the sauce. Brown dogs, black dogs, black and white dogs, big ones, small ones, and he used to check.
And he
used to beg the rich man, give me chicken. Every day, give me something. And the Bible says one day, the poor man died. Hey! But when you die, the Bible says after death, there is judgment. So you have to get up. So he got up. That now he was dead. And the Bible says, angels came and surrounded him. Angels came and surrounded him and escorted him to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the rich man, he was smoking. He was drinking. He had a lot of girlfriends. But one day he also died. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are staying in Momzi, whether you are staying in Lusaka, whether you are staying in London, everybody will die.
Hey!
So one day the rich man also died. He died. Then he woke up. This time, there were no angels, demons,
came
to attack him. My God! And he descended down into hell. He went down into the fire. He went down into the fire. He disappeared down to the fire. Go and read your Bible. Yeah. Yeah. No, you see, when we are telling you that Jesus has compassion, if the demons get you, that you are finished. If you die and you don't know Jesus, and the devil gets hold of you, no.
Pepe.
And that is why God so loved the world that he gave his son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him will not perish. God sent Jesus on the cross. On the cross. And Jesus was whipped. Jesus was whipped. The whip. Jesus was whipped. Jesus was whipped.
Jesus was whipped.
Come, you are Jesus. Jesus was whipped.
Jesus
was
whipped.
39 times he was whipped. A crown was put on his head. A crown was put on his head. And blood started to come from the crown of his head. Yeah.
Yes.
Crown of thorns was pushed on his head. Blood was coming from his back. His hands were nailed. Yes. Quiet, quiet.
Atumune.
Hey, quiet. Don't talk. Hey, don't talk.
Mutamba orilimbi.
Don't talk even one word.
Mutamba orilimbi.
Something will happen to you. He was nailed.
Waganga nkaminwa.
On the cross.
Ajingano.
A knife was put in his stomach. A knife was put in his stomach. And blood came out. Why? Why? The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Without the shedding of blood, wait, there is no forgiveness of sins. So Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood. Because he is a man of compassion.
Lazarus,
the rich man went straight to hell. And from hell, he was now asking, send Lazarus to go and preach in Monzi. But Jesus said, Abraham said, No.
Pepe.
He said, you have the prophets, the pastors. Let them hear them. Tonight, you either listen to me or you go to hell. You either listen or you go straight into hell. And one day what I'm saying will happen. Everybody here will die. In the next 50 years, most of us here will not even be
alive.
Add 50 to your ears and see. Yeah. 50 years. Most of us will not be. Yeah. 50.
50.
Stand up, everybody. Close your eyes. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, lift up your hand. If you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, if you want your sins to be washed away, say this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Oh God, I am a sinner. Have mercy on me. Oh Jesus, I know I have done many bad things. Have mercy on me. Forgive me. Wash me with the blood that you shed for me on Calvary. From tonight, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Master. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I am a sinner. I am a dirty sinner. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me with your blood. Please write my name. Say, please write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I believe my name is in the book of life tonight. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. From tonight, I am born again. I'm born again. I follow Jesus. I serve Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now lift only your right hand like this. Only your right hand like this. Point forward like this. Say after me, Satan, Satan! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind you. Satan. From tonight. I will not follow you again. I will not follow you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Now lift your two hands like this. Lift your two hands. Say, Jesus, I love you. From tonight, I follow you. I serve you. I am born again. I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me tonight. In Jesus' name. Now, lift up your book, the book that they gave you. Lift up your book. Lift up your two hands with your book. And wave it. Wave your two hands like this. Say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I will read this book. I am born again. I will serve the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Can you pray with them, your language? Security. There are too many people walking in front all around as if you are not alive. People walking up and down with cameras, walking here in front here. As if you are not security guards.
Tirapaira mujitonga imupairo iwa kutambura mwami Jesu. Mundi chiririhe kuhunga mwetini kuyabwamba. Inga tuapaira kuli babo bayenda kutambura mwami Jesu. Muma umumyo ya kumbuli muhutuli waba mwami wabo. Mwami Jesu.
Say this prayer.
Gatupaira mupairo oyu. Mwami Jesu. Ndalumba. Kambo agandi huita. Ajingano. Ndalumba. Kambo wakandiregerera. Imirandu yangu. Ndagani sisibi. Ndagani isha imirandu minji minji. Ndarumba kambo wakandiregerera. Enonda jura moyo wangu. Ndagutambura. Gonjira ube mwami wangu. Amuhuturi wangu. Ndarumba Jesu kamba wanjira mumoyo wangu. Gondibamba mboya nda kuchindibe. Ndagaka kuri endereha. Ndagaka kuba mbuya yanda. Pereonike Jesu. Gondibamba mboya nda kuchindibe. Ndarumba Jesu kamba wanditambura. Ii nari yangu galilembra. Mupuguri ya bumi. Ndarumba Jesu. Kambo hinari yangu. Liyale mga. Mupuguri ya bumi. Muhinari ya mwami Jesu. Ndapaira. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now it's time for praying for the sick and miracles. Put your hand wherever your sickness or your problem is right now. Wherever you are. If you cannot walk, put your hand on your leg. If you cannot see, put your hand on your eye. If you cannot hear, whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. Jesus is healing you right now. Father, thank you for miracles that are taking place now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. No one should walk around, please. Nobody walk around. Don't walk around. Father, thank you for your compassion for the people. Touch every life. Thank you for miracles of healing. Thank you for mercies for your people tonight. We give you thanks. We give you praise for your miracle power that is moving in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your healing right now. Receive it. Eyes are opening. Pain is dissolving. Pain is dissolving. Your back is being healed. Tumors are disappearing. Receive your healing now. People that are possessed with devils are being set free right now. Receive it. Anybody here who is harassed by evil spirits, put your hand on your head right now. I want to pray with you. Satan, I rebuke you, I bind you, I curse you, I say, come out, come out, come out, come out of the people now, in the name of Jesus. I bind every demonic power in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every demonic power that is operating here in the name of Jesus. Be free. Be free. Be free. Now receive your healing wherever you are. Receive your healing wherever you are. Receive it now in Jesus' name. It's happening. It's happening right now. Right now. Power is flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place. Receive your healing right now. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion. Anybody falling down, screaming, bring them to the front quickly. The power of God is here. Miracles are taking place. Miracles are taking place. Healings are taking place. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for healing. Thank you for miracles. Father, we are grateful for your power tonight. In Jesus' name. Right now. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, something has happened. Maybe you couldn't see, but now open your eyes. You couldn't hear, but now check your ears. You couldn't walk. Something has happened. A snake has bitten you. God has healed you right now. The pain is gone. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, come to the front here. I want to pray with you. Come to the side here. If God has touched you, wherever you are, come to the front here, to the side. I want to pray with you right now. Very quickly. Come, come, come. If God has touched you tonight, come to the side over here. I'm going to pray with you before we close. God's power is here. All right. If God has touched you, you couldn't see, but now you can see. Lift up your hand. You couldn't see, but now you can see. Raise up your hand. You couldn't hear over there. You couldn't see, but now you can. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. Quickly, come to the front. Quickly. We are just taking a few testimonies tonight. Lift your hand. Let me pray with everybody quickly. Father, thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for many miracles and healings. Thank you, Jesus. Can you? Thank you for your power, Lord. I pray for everyone here. Jesus, thank you for your compassion. For everyone. Thank you for your healing. And your mercies. For your people tonight. Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. God's grace. God's power. Is flowing. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. Whatever curse is following you is broken tonight. It's broken tonight. The power of the Holy Ghost is setting you free. I bind witchcraft powers. I bind witchcraft powers that are operating here. I bind you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance from every power of wickedness. It will not be successful anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand now. Thank God for a miracle. When you go back to your house, you are going to see the goodness of God and the miracle power of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Olivia, what do we have?
For 1 year, this woman could not see colors. She could only see in black and white.
Let her tell us. Speak your language. Whatever language.
Speak Tonga.
Interpreter.
Speak in Tonga. Okay. Mebo heri kubona kumana kwa 1 year makaras. Dai kubona bo busi. Dai kubona bo bantoro ulenda uratuba tuba kumbere ryangu. Ono ndirako yakubona yonse iri wano. Mwamireza nda murumba. Mwamireza wandijitira marere. Mauranga hari kujisa sondira kwa yono kusotoka kamuranga.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Demi shanina, demi shanina. is a winner. Let me a winner. Let me a winner. Let me a winner. Let me a winner.
Doctor, what is this?
Swellings of the neck disappeared tonight.
Wow.
As I was coming here, I will add something somewhere here. Yes, which the doctors said they suspected me to have TB and HIV. But when they went 2 weeks ago on the test, it was found that I didn't have HIV and I didn't have TB. So as I was coming, I was sorry. But now, as the man of God said, touch where you feel you have the problem, and I've made all that effort to press here, and I'm now safe.
It is gone. Wow!
Yahweh Lady, 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 Yahweh Lady.
No more.
It's gone.
Tajishibo.
Wow. He had a swelling.
Swelling.
They said it was tuberculosis or HIV. But it is not.
And
the swelling has disappeared tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist for 1 year. Our mother here could not hear in both ears.
She could not hear?
Yes. And tonight, evangelist, after the prayer, she says she can hear. And we've been communicating with her. She's hearing. Yes.
Hallelujah! What is this? Tell her to speak.
She saying she had a problem with her ears.
Let her tell us what happened to her. Speak. Tell her to say it.
Oh. Ndapakurumba kumwamire zvakamboka kuti
gamutwambira jari kutorapo sena mazuva ainda musomo.
Imazuva anga mana ndakari kumwa matwika potukapoto. Ono ndakazowokiswa imatwi ndakavanga ndangirwa kauka mukutomo. Ino nokangira akauka vakanditora kuchibhadhira kumacha kuchoma hospital. Ndakakupaka kundidhokonona kuzwampawo matwi akatandika kuchisambureni.
Okay.
And tonight, what happened today?
She's
now fine. God has healed her.
God has healed her.
Yes.
Can you hear now?
Yes, she can hear properly.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Yes, Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. Wa uzima, wa uzima, wa uzima, wa uzima.
This woman is dancing. For 3 weeks, she could not move her leg because of pain in the waist extending into the leg.
Ababaka into tiba ni kuchiko ya kupuya wema ima ula abo kambaka kuchisa kunze wali kuchisa kundero ogu.
Tell us.
July. Twali kulibambira kuinka kumuswangano wa women's. So ndakachisichibera chipati chakuti ndive guest speaker mukati kamuswangano oyo. Kati libambira kuinka kuya kumuswangano kuseni ndakakumha kuru oyo. Kuzwa wawo ndakazumana na.
Is it gone?
Oh no,
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Thank you, Lord, Jesus.
Olivia. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist for a year. She's had pain in all the joints. She could not walk properly. And she was demonstrating how she used to walk before she came here. Tell her to how she used to walk before she came here.
Has God healed you? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Beautiful. Many wonderful miracles tonight.
Pain in the legs for 10 years.
Strength in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Pain in the back healed, evangelist. She had pain.
Is it gone?
Yes.
What has God done for you?
Then in Balundi Paya, Dalu Wambut would Jandin Jira Sojiro when Damunintime. In only we take out Jarea, which is.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Why are you crying?
Numbness in both feet.
Is it gone? Tell her, tell us in the language.
I had numbness. I was unable to walk properly.
Oh, security, sorry. Please be at work.
Let's go.
She's 11 years. Couldn't hear in 1 year, evangelist.
You don't hear? What happened to you? What happened to you? What did she say?
She's saying she's suffering from ears.
And what has happened to you now?
Chizi yaji tika unakulindiwe awaswawa.
Nichoka mafina.
What did she say?
She's saying certain things are coming out from her ears.
Can you hear now? Yes?
Yeah. She's saying yes.
You could not hear before?
Yeah. She's saying yes.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. She could not hear and something is coming out of her ear. Strength in the name of the Lord. Just a number, please. Not all the people. Yes, please. Limited.
To see this man from Galilee.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Thank you, Lord.
Leading fools astray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yet many need to give him praise. And in his eyes he claims the power that sees the heart of all men.
Thank you, Lord.
For thank he you, knows his father's mind. He speaks his father's words. And he comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. And there is hope in the name of the Lord.
Are these sick people?
And there is power.
Thank you, Lord.